Slacker and Steve.
Here's an admission that should come as a shock to no one.
Huh.
I'm a huge idiot.
Dude, you put your foot in your mouth so huge the other day.
I've done it a million times. In fact, I did the exact same thing years ago, and I just so if you're dumb like me, you've done something as colossally stupid as I have.
Slacker, before I ponder my words, before I I think first before I speak is basically what I do.
That's awesome. Well, I'm gonna let all of you hear how dumb I am.
Yeah, foot in your mouth.
If you've done something, you know, the classic example of foot in the mouth is you ask somebody when they're due and they're it's just a food baby.
Right.
I get it
all the time, Slacker.
What do you do? You're carrying it low. Must be a boy.
Right. When's your gravy going to break?
Oh, gross.
I get that all the time.
Oh, God. All right. So if you want to tell your story of how you shoved your foot in your mouth, we'd love to hear it. All right. So this happened a long time ago to me, and it just somehow came back up and happened again. I don't know when this started, but when I was a kid, a couple of us had this song to cheer each other up.
Mm.
Like things were going bad, like your bike tire is flat or you got a B on a test or something. The song we sang is a made up song that went like this. Smile, you're not in the fire. Smile, you still got a life to live. That's how the song went.
I like how you emote when you sing.
Like,
the
smile,
whole body.
You're not in the fire. And you have to say fire.
Fire. Yes.
Smile. You still got a life to live.
Nice. Okay? Catchy. It's poppy.
It
I like it.
I feel like Tedder's probably listening and
he's gonna
putting drums behind
it.
So
that's the song you guys would say. In fact, I've heard that song before. You've done it before.
I have.
Yeah.
Well, at 2 points in my life. Both times, I mean, I've sang the song when people are in a stressful situation a bunch of times, but at two different times, one recently and one a long time ago, I've sang it to somebody who has either lost things in a fire, which was the recent one. I sang the song, things were going well for a person who was setting up some gear for an event, and I sang the song, and apparently they lived down in that Castle Rock area where everything burned out, or that color, whatever, that the big fire that was there.
Yeah,
as I'm singing the song, I'm watching their face kind of like distort, and I'm like, oh my God, you've actually been in a fire, haven't you?
What are the odds?
Yeah. Well, and then the other time, I sang it to a person who was my boss, and she, as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm staring at her neck, which has obvious burn scars.
Oh.
She herself was badly burned.
She barely survived.
As a child.
And what was the song you sang? You
smile, you're not in a fire.
OMG.
Smile. Here's the thing, once you've committed to like foot and mouth,
that
you can't stop.
No.
Because then you're like,
burying yourself.
You're like, I got I won! Because then what you have to do is over-explain. You're like, here's the deal.
You see how
I've been singing this song since I was like 4, and it was funny then because I wasn't in a fire, but clearly you were.
Somehow we're not really buying it for some reason. Yeah.
Smile!
Okay.
You're not in the fire! Smile!
Okay.
Still got a life to
And
live.
if you convulse the way you sing it when they're
that's
standing
a big part
there,
of it.
Right? Yes.
We'll shoot a video for it later.
Please.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we want you to admit how dumb you've been as well, if you've shoved your foot in your mouth. Here's a couple more. Somebody said they walked up to a salon, and the person was there, and they said, oh, every place is so busy, we just came here as a last resort. That happened to be the owner of the salon.
Oh, gee, that's,
I don't even know if I'd say that to somebody working in the salon. You're basically saying, I'm only here because I couldn't go where I wanted to go.
Where everybody else is, yes.
I wouldn't say that to somebody who's going to cut my hair, let alone the owner. Another guy said, the first time I met my girlfriend's mother, I wanted to compliment her with something like, I can see where Jane got her good looks.
Oh.
Instead, it came out, wow, I'll bet when you were Jane's age, you used to be good looking too.
That's not quite the same sentiment, but yes.
Yeah. That's the full on footing that's like, yeah. And you're, again, you're committed to it.
You're screwed.
Then another person said, I was on a bus and I saw something really cool. I nudge the person next to me and say, did you see that? And as I nudged them, I realized I was nudging their walking stick.
And they had
dark sunglasses.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
We've all done.
I know.
I have to, I'm going to briefly tell the other one that I've done.
Yeah.
This is, and Steve usually makes me cringe when I think about it, but there was a period of my life where everybody I met had gotten a tongue piercing.
Oh, this one.
Ugh. And so when you get your tongue pierced, your tongue kind of swells up and you've literally mortally wounded your own tongue. Anyway, I was out and somebody came up to me and was speaking the way that everybody speaks when they first get a tongue piercing. She was like, it's nice to meet you, Flanger. Oh. And I was like, oh yeah, nice to meet you too. When'd you get the tongue ring? Like yesterday? And her friends were like surrounding her going, no, don't.
Right. She doesn't have
it. She doesn't have a tongue ring. She
That's
had a,
the way
she had a speech impediment.
Yeah, good job. Wow. I can't believe.
You know how I got out of that one?
How did you get out of that one?
Smile! You're not in a fire!
Okay, that really
smile! You got a life to live. Yep.
Wow.
I was singing that song in my head.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, if you've done something stupid,
yes,
shoved your foot in your mouth, we'd like to hear your story. Tim?
Yay.
Yay. Foot in mouth.
Well, a gentleman came in the bar I was running and shook my hand with his left hand, and I acknowledged like, huh, why would you shake your hand with your left hand? He goes, well, it's the only arm that I have, and he didn't have his right arm, and it was placed like it was in his pocket.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he had his sleeve set up like the arm was there, and it wasn't. I didn't notice, and you want to talk about feeling God. Like a moron.
Oh, yeah, that's,
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there's no, you're like,
right. Well, how do you recover?
Buy you a drink.
You can't double fish them. So
oh, God.
Double pound.
Oh, my God. I'd give my right arm for a cocktail right about now. Mike.
At least you didn't do that.
Yeah, today, no, right? It could have been worse, buddy. Yeah,
could have been in a fire.
Yeah, you could have. Smile. Thank you, Tim. That's.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. When did you shove your foot in your mouth?
I went to see Soundgarden up at Red Rock many, many years ago, early 90s, and I had lost my purse, and after the whole concert was over, I was looking for my purse. Everybody was gone, and we noticed the backstage door was open, and we just wandered back there, and we walked in, and we saw a full room of, like, food and drinks and everything. There was nobody in there.
Nice.
So we wander in, and we sit down. We're like, get some food, get some drinks. So we go over there, we serve ourselves up. We're just finishing eating. And then, you know, a bunch of people come in. They sit down and they're, you know, and then I was like, hey, wait a minute. That's the guitarist Soundgarden. Cool. You know, the band, this must be where the band's coming to hang out. So I started talking to this guy, and we had probably been talking for about 15 minutes. And he's like, God, Red Rocks is just so incredible, you know, looking out into the arena, the sound is incredible. And I'm like, oh, are you in one of the opening bands? He's like, no, I'm the drummer of Soundgarden.
Oh,
like,
you know, the big main band that's playing.
I will say this, though. No one knows the drummer.
Okay, right. That's an honest
You're
one.
Just a guy.
Yeah. Like, nobody okay. recognizes the drummer. So
yeah.
No
worries. man, I will say that feels terrible, though.
Because you used to be in a band.
Yes, and the drummers always get overlooked, especially and like when you're when you're a famous drummer. I've done the same thing to famous drummers where it's like, hey, so you like you travel with these guys? Are you on the road crew? And it's like, yeah, I travel with them. I'm
full time and everything.
I'm the drummer.
Yeah. So like, so bass player doesn't get that.
Yeah,
as much.
No, people know him because he's out front.
That's true. The
drummer's sitting down behind a bunch of crap. Nobody cares.
Okay.
Sorry, man. In fact, this is something we used to say. What do you call a guy who hangs out with musicians?
Who?
A drummer.
That's not nice.
Yeah, well, that's Blake.
Yeah.
Foot in mouth.
All right. So I was in high school, and I think it was probably freshman year, and this guy was in class. We were kind of going back and forth exchanging insults, and he said something about, like, he thought I was cancer or hoped I got cancer, and I said, your mom has cancer, and everyone got really quiet. And I was like, what? And they're like, dude, his mom actually has cancer.
Yeah.
We ended up becoming good friends, but yeah, she had cancer, and I was really, really, really embarrassed.
Because Slacker will do that. It's a thing. The mom.
My son started it. It's like, anytime it's like, oh my God, you're stupid. It's like, your mom's stupid.
Right.
You just, that's your comeback for everything. And I've done the exact same thing. I've said, like, yeah.
Your mom's got
you. Yeah, you're...
Yeah, there's not much you can...
Yeah, you can't...
Right?
Yeah. Sorry, Blake, that sucks. Because I did that. It was something like that. It was like...
Jeez.
Your mom... Yeah. I was like, that's sick. It's like, your mom's sick. It's like, she is.
Yeah, for like, she's dying.
She's dying. She has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And I'm just like, aha! I meant, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Who stuck their foot in the mouth?
It was me.
What happened?
I was at a company function for my husband's work, and his reps live all over the state, so I don't know them, let alone their spouses. And I was talking to one wife, and somehow Colorado Springs came up, and I said, you could not pay me to live in Colorado Springs. And she walked away shortly after, and a minute later, another rep came up to me laughing, and he said, I love that you just told the city planner of Colorado Springs that you...
Good baby living that crap.
Not just a resident.
No.
But a person who just is in charge of the city.
Wow,
oh,
that
Lisa.
That's awesome.
Michelle.
Yay.
Foot in mouth.
So, I was a bank teller, and I asked a blind man for his driver's license.
And
he's like, it would not be safe.
It wouldn't be who.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.